Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. With training camp right around the corner, BetOnline has opened up odds for team wins, division futures, and, of course, the Super Bowl. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEF to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host today, Logan Landers, and today I'm doing a team preview for the 2022 Missouri Tigers. So if you enjoy this video and subscribe to the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. We have clips for our show on Instagram, at 100 Football, and, of course, our podcast, available anywhere and everywhere you listen to podcasts, thanks to the Believe Podcast Network, such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and so many more. So please go over there, check us out, and be sure to leave a review. Let's talk about Missouri. The Tigers in the SEC Southeastern Conference. Last year, 6-7 record, 3-5 overall, with Coach Eli Drinkwitz, of course. So not the greatest year. They lost back-to-back games to end it. Didn't get to a bowl game, they didn't get to a bowl game. They lost to Army 24-22 in the Armed Forces Bowl. So a close loss, almost got it. But another disappointing season for this Missouri team. It's a team who they've been on the ropes for quite some time now. And let's talk about this year because, man, they, like I mentioned, it's been 2014, right? We remember that season, 2014, SEC Championship, when they lost, when it was close. They lost Alabama. And it's tough to see this team go downhill just – each and every season. They're trying to get things back. And let's talk about this team. Maybe can they do it this year? We'll see. Keep watching, keep listening, we'll find out. So let's talk about this team. Of course, you're in the SEC. You've got a lot to look at, a lot of hype around you. You got a lot of exposure. And the offense was pretty good, right? It was pretty solid, Missouri, right? They didn't do enough against the good teams, though. They could do good against the bad teams they were supposed to beat, and they did. But the good ones, they struggled. Regular season, they were 5-0 when they got over 400 yards, and they were 1-6 when they didn't. So that lets you know how their season was. The running game wasn't quite there. Inconsistency was a key factor. Passing game fell off a little bit late in the year. Wasn't much of a downfield threat really whatsoever. And that has to start, of course, with the quarterback situation. It's unsettled, but stronger. Of course, you got Connor Basilick. He was fine. He went to Indiana, though. He's gone. Brady Cook, he was the number two, stepped in. And then you have Tyler Macon, who's a solid prospect. But you are getting superstar recruit, guys who everyone's just gawking over. Sam Horn, to make some noise, he's coming on in to Mizzou. Super talented. And I think that also you have guys like Jack Abraham coming on over as well for another option. So you've got a couple of factors here. A couple of quarterbacks you can look at and decide who might be the starter this year. Receiving core, really interesting also. Leading yardage receiver is coming back with Towski Dove. He's come back after a pretty solid season, 576 yardage on 38 catches. And also you have Dominic Lovett, who is on the rise, who can have another big season. We'll never know. We'll see. Also, you got super recruit Luther Burden. He's coming on over as well. So they're going to try and get him the ball, get him some touches, and see what he can do. Tyler Beatty, we all know Tyler Beatty, right? He led the team last year in both rushing as well as receiving. So we all know what Tyler Beatty's up to, right? We all know where he went to, what he's going to be cooking up in the National Football League for the Baltimore Ravens. Congrats to him. But he ain't there. He's not there anymore. He's gone. So big factor. But you do have Nathaniel Pete, who's a good vet. He was a kick returner as well, so you can do a little bit of duo right there with him. And you got to work on some other your backups in that rotation for the running back role. O-line work in progress. They got to figure it out as well. Pretty solid for the ground game. Really good in pass protection. That was their strength. But it allowed a lot of plays behind the line to happen. Javon Foster, he's coming back. Good left tackle to work around. You have senior Hiron White. He's reliable at the right tackle spot. The interior is coming together quite nicely as well. You got Buffalo transfer Bent Polger coming on over at the center gig to help you out. So I think the offense will be okay. Just a few uncertainties around the quarterback situation. Who's going to step up in the absence, of course, for Tyler Beatty, who got drafted this year. And just how can the big recruits they got and also the transfers, how are they going to play in each and every single week? Let's flip on over to the defense. The defense, man, that's what hurt them last year. The second worst defense overall in the SEC, dead last in the conference against the run, and it just got the rock pounded against them each and every single week. You got to fix that. Allow 24 or more points, right? Allow 24 or more points in every game, except for the one against Florida when they got 23. So you got some improvements to make on the D-line, on the defense. And, they don't got the best defensive end. You got good ones with Trajan Jeffcoat, Isaiah McGuire, and two vets, right? So I think that there's potential there with those guys. They got experience. They know what they can do. They can get things going. You have a new defense coordinator with Blake Baker who's going to be helping out, who's going to be trying to get some new schemes cooked up, who's going to be in the lab working day in, day and night and figure something out for this team. You're getting Florida transfer Tyron Hopper coming on over, who should be, if people predict, to be the team's leading tackler in the linebacking core next to Chad Bailey. Those are going to be nice there at the linebacking core. You're also getting Oklahoma State transfer Jaden Jernigan also on the pass rush up there in the front line on the defense. So that's going to be nice. The secondary, though, you got the talent. You just got to stay healthy, bro. You got Chris Abrams-Drain, future NFL starter, man. This guy is phenomenal. He's going to own that CB1 job, no doubt about it. And the next time you have Enos Reichstraw, who's going to be on their side, who's coming back from a knee injury. So the safeties, like I said, they're there also. Their roles might change depending on how the fall goes, how the camp's going to be. You have Joseph Charleston coming all over from Clemson. He's got good size and experience. You have Martez Manuel as well, the team's leading returner, leading returning tacklers also. And then Jalen Carlisle was the team's number three tackler. So you're getting back a lot of guys with a lot of experience who know what they're doing and who know this defense. So looking at this team just a little bit more before we get into the schedule, the big keys they got to have. And for offense, get some downfield play going, get those big plays, and start getting that running game up and up again. Like I said, since they lost Drew Locke all those seasons ago, everything's went kind of down. And like I said, with Luther Burden coming on over, the QB, he should be the guy who people expect to be the number one guy to look forward to. I think he can get things going. And also, too, an interesting fact, right? Missouri is 13-0 since 2019 when it ran for 180 yards or more. And that's pretty good. So they got to get things going. And I think that if you can get the running back going, if you get the offense with the quarterback, the receivers, tight ends, all that really going well, I think Missouri could be a pretty solid team in offense. As for the defense, the main thing, like I mentioned once again, you got to be better against the run. You can't have guys run over you, pound the rock, put it down your throat, get into the end zone for six. You can't have that. It's just been ballooning up and up every season in terms of yards against the carry. Last year, it was 5.3 yards per run. That's way too many, man. That's half a first down each run. So you got to get things going there. And I'm expecting, like I said, I think Luther Burden's going to be nice at the wide receiver position. I think the quarterback situation, where that's going to be, whoever that's going to be to, that's going to be fun to watch. And the receiving core, the defense, it's just all a work in progress, I think. But let's talk about the schedule and then my final thoughts. You got Louisiana Tech, Kansas State, Abilene Christian. You have Auburn, Georgia, Florida, Vanderbilt, South Carolina, Kentucky, Tennessee, New Mexico State. And the last game of the year is against Arkansas, Pig Suey with the Razorbacks. So last year they went 6-7, and to be honest, man, I expect a similar season for Missouri. Maybe a game or two better, but nothing really substantial. I don't expect the 10 wins. I think this team is still looking to add a few pieces in, but I think they are on the right track in terms of getting better results in the SEC.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
But I want to hear your comments. What do you think? How will this team do this upcoming season? Put a comment on Facebook or YouTube or on our clips as well on the Instagram. And of course, go check out podcasts, Spotify, podcast, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or of course, wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find us each and every single day thanks to the Believe Podcast Network. I've been your host today, Logan Layers, talking about the Missouri Tigers 2022 season preview. So if you enjoy it, once again, like, comment, share, and subscribe. And we will talk to you again on another live episode. We'll see you soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.